I'd like, God would help me, to preach on hold on.
Come on.
Hold on. Just keep holding on. Oh, Jesus. How many's ready?
Amen. Yes. Come on.
Teaching on holding on. Hebrews 3:14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ. Notice. What's that next little word?
If
we hold the beginning of our confidence
steadfast.
Unto the end.
Yes.
You may be seated. We are made partakers of Christ. I know that I belong to Him.
Come on.
I'm a partaker of Him. He lives in my heart. I am His child. He is my Lord. I made Him my Savior. He's the best friend I ever had. Hallelujah to God. He's with me. Been made a partaker of Christ. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Woo! Hallelujah. I remember when I first came to the Lord and graciously God saved me. And I'm telling you, He put peace and joy down in my soul. He gave me something the drugs, alcohol, this world didn't have to give me. And I found happiness and peace and joy for the first time. I'll tell you, I said to the Lord, I'm going to serve You from now on, Lord, until You call me home. You gave me something the world could not give me. And I tell you, I had a confidence in God. I really did. There was something that God did for me. There was something transformed in my life. He just did something. He changed me. And I had a confidence in Him. I had a faith in Him. I tell you, I had my battles. I had temptation. I had trials. I had the old devil to try to pull me out. But I held on to the beginning of my confidence that the Lord put down in my heart. How many's glad you can look back and you can say, I held on to what God did for me. He gave something to me that is rich and real, and it's a keeping me alive. The beginning of your confidence. When you first started out, you meant to go all the way. Hallelujah to God. I love it. Oh, how many can say I'm still holding on to my faith and to my confidence in the Lord? Can I tell you, 50 plus years, Sister Sherry, God's never done me nothing but good. Oh, there've been times I've had to walk by faith. I've had my afflictions and my trials. But I tell you, He's never left me and He never forsook me. He's been with me the whole trip. It's been a journey. I want to hold on to that confidence. I still believe in God. How many still believes in the Lord? Oh, Lord. What was it Paul said? I know in whom I have believed. And He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him until the day that He calls me away. He kept that confidence inside.
Yeah.
I'm still holding on.
Yes.
I believe Jesus is saying today, don't look at circumstances. Don't focus on the bad. Don't look at this world. Don't look horizontal around you. But always look to God. Apostle Paul said to Timothy, son, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. What's Jesus saying? Hold on to what God's given you.
Amen.
That's the reason I had Mary to sing that song. Too much to gain to lose.
Amen.
Stay with me for just a little bit. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. That's a mouthful. For he is faithful that promised. Don't doubt out in the hard times. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, Brother Gary, as the manner of some is, but exhorting, meaning comforting and encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How many can say, I know that Jesus is coming? His coming is right on our doorstep. You can see the signs of the time all around us. Don't you believe if we stay faithful to God and we stay faithful to the church and we keep a coming, God will keep us a going. Raise your little head and praise him in the house. He's my strength. He's my picker-upper. He's my courage. Yes, he is. Ain't you glad you got somebody that'll inspire you? Woo! To hold on to the beginning of your confidence. A 60-some year and she's still holding on to that confidence. I know heaven will be worth it all. Praise be to the Lord. He's kept me for 60 plus years and I'm ready to go home. I'm telling you, heaven is a sounding sweeter all the time. I got loved ones over there and they're all waiting on me. Hey God, I tell you, God's good tonight. I'm holding on to the beginning of it. Hallelujah. Well, praise be to the Lord. I'm telling you, I still got it. 1974, down on bending knees on a Sunday night between 7 and 8 p.m., the Lord of glory came down and he saved this 20-year-old boy. And he's still good tonight. I raise your little hand. It's still good tonight. And that confidence is still there. I told the Lord, I said, you're going to have to help me when I get up here. I feel deader than a doornail. I told Mary I wasn't even sure I had the right message. Hallelujah. There's something about this Ronnie Ray that never runs out. It's like that cruise of oil. When she poured it, according to God's word, it poured and it poured and it got on the high. It poured and it kept out on the pouring. That's what God's wanted tonight, is to offer him our vessel. Hey Lord, and I tell you, as you pour out to others, the Lord will pour it right back into you. It'll never run out. I said this oil will never get old. Hey, it's just as fresh right now as it's ever been. And the Holy Ghost is still real, and the Spirit of God is still powerful. If you ever think you can make it on your own, you can't do it.
No, you can't.
You need God and the sweet Holy Ghost. You need your brothers and you need your sisters. They'll encourage you and they'll help you by God that lives in them. Brother Ron, I'm so glad when you get up there and begin to sing and play the music, that same anointing and that same spirit, hallelujah, comes over and it touches my heart. Ain't you glad of that? Hey, hallelujah, it's still real. Oh, it bears witness with our spirit that we're still on our way to heaven and it leaks up. I'll tell you, this thing will keep you alive.
Praise
you, Lord.
Praise
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can't make it on your own.
No.
You need one another.
Yeah.
You need your brother and your sister.
Yeah.
You need your church. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo. Now listen. You must be committed and faithful to God. Your prayer life, reading your Bible every day. I promise you, you put it in there, it's going to come out.
Amen.
Oh Lord, when you begin to praise Him, worship Him, feel after Him, take time to seek Him, be faithful to the house of God, it'll do something for you. Oh Lord, we got to be committed. We have to be faithful. If we're not committed, the devil will blow us off track.
Right.
He will.
Come on.
There's things that hinders.
Amen.
There's problems that come.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're committed unto God, I'm telling you, there'll be something to carry you through. I said, it'll carry you through.
Yeah.
Holy, holy, holy. It'll take you through. I feel the Lord in here. I tell you, you put Him first. You love Him and you serve Him. He'll carry you. Yes, He will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many's holding on tonight?
Yeah.
Thank God you can stand and you can still hold on. Let's look at that word now. What does the word hold mean to you? To hold on. And I got all this and I went through that computer. I'm telling you, I run scriptures every which way. Copy and paste. And God's a talking to me, but right between the scriptures. What does the word hold mean to you? Hold on and hold to. Hold on means to have and to keep something that is in your possession. To maintain in your grasp that which has been given to you and revealed unto you, and you refuse to let go of it. To hold in a particular position. I'm staying right where God put me. Man, oh man. To hold in a particular position where God has called you in order to keep from moving and sliding or falling. I'm telling you, if you obey the call of God and the gifts and the talents that He's given you, and you obey what He tells you to do, there'll be something that'll hold on to you. Stay in your position. Raise your little hand and say, stay with it. Oh, Tommy, stay with it. Hallelujah. Stay committed unto God.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Stay with me. Thank you, Jesus. If God calls you to a certain place that it's His will for your life, and you remain faithful and stay where He's called you and be obedient, He will make sure that you will never slide. To hold on means to hold up under a load. To hold up under pressure. To hold on in trial means the ship is strong. She held her course. Though the waves beat into her vessel, she held up in the storm and she kept right on a sailing. She is seaworthy because she sailed through many storms before. Can you say, Tommy, I've been through a lot of storms? I really have. I have fought the devil, but I'm telling you, I'm more determined right now than to stay in there and to make heaven my home. Praise be to the Lord. I am determined. But Ronnie, I'm a
the beginning of my confidence, a steadfast unto the end. We ain't home yet. How many are still holding on? I'm a clinging to that old rugged cross. I'm a holding on to the Lord that bought me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold your position. Hold your call. Hold that anointing God gave you. If you had something that was given to you that was precious and of great value, would you do everything you could to keep it?
Yes.
How many's ever gotten in the spirit when God was a moving and you enjoyed the blessing of the Lord?
Yes.
You knew it was real.
Yeah.
I say to you, hold on to that. And don't ever forget your blessings and the spiritual experiences you've had in the Lord in the past. My God of yesterday is still my God today.
Yes.
I've had many mountaintop experiences.
Yeah,
I really have. And I'm a cherishing everything God's given me. And he's done for me. Sister Lisa, God has brought me a long way. A long way. Raise your little hand. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for every blessing you've given. Oh, every touch, oh God. Hallelujah. You've made yourself real to me, Lord, over and over and over. Hey, God.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
In being a child of God, the question is not, will the Lord hold on to me? The question is, will I hold on to God?
Right, amen.
Right.
When the way gets rough.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
When the way gets rough, will I still hold to him?
What else?
Oh, God. I'm going to hold on to him. Hallelujah. Hold on to me, God, as a saying. He's saying, I'm holding on to you. He will not let me go, and I'm not letting him go.
That's right. That's right.
Are we faithful? Are we faithful?
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus told John in Revelation to write to the church of Thyatira. Revelation 2:25. But that which you have already, that you possess right now, hold fast till I come.
Yes.
You might feel like you're small and insignificant.
Right.
You might think that you don't have much. You don't have as much as others. But can I tell you, if you're saved, you got Jesus and his spirit abiding within you.
Yeah.
You are blessed. You're rich inside of you. Hallelujah. Jesus said to John, keep writing, John. I want you to write to the church in Sardis. And also say unto them, behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
Yes.
Can I tell you, the old carnal sinful flesh of a man can rob you, and your flesh can deceive you, and your own self can be deceived. This world, the seducing spirit of this age, will take away the things of God out of your life if you let it, and it'll rob you of your reward, and you can miss heaven. I'm telling you, the world didn't give this to me, and the world can't take it away. And Mary's mom, Sister Evans, she would preach under the Holy Ghost anointing, a preacher of the holy power of God, and she'd turn around and she said, I know some of you ain't a liking it.
this. You don't like holiness, but you didn't hire me, and you cannot fire me. I'm telling you, she held on until the Lord called her away and called her home. She held on the beginning of her confidence, a steadfast unto the end. Can you say, give me what Ma had? Give me what Sister Evans had. Give me that determination, oh Lord. Give me that commitment, hallelujah. Standing in the kitchen. Mary said she'd be a fixing the supper and a mashing those potatoes. And she said, it's a wonder that the potatoes didn't fly all over that kitchen floor. Hallelujah, Sister Evans would get in her a mashing and potatoes and begin to shout. Hallelujah, and even Ford Evans, he was a worried that the floor might break and she would end up in the basement. Oh, hallelujah. And Mary said she could hear Sister Evans and her mom shouting, hallelujah, mashing and potatoes. I'm telling you, you can have it tonight. You can have it tonight. Hallelujah. It's the same spirit. It's the same call of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hey Lord, hey Lord. Give him a wave offering in the house. It's still real. It's still real. It did not go to the grave. It's still with us. Hallelujah to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Hold that fast. That which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
Yes.
That word fast means to hold fast, means to seize, take hold of God with all of your might and with all of your soul, all of your mind and your spirit, and not let go. To seize it, grasp it, and hold to it. What the Lord is saying to us tonight, you have my power. I feel you. I feel you, Lord.
Yeah.
I have moved in your midst. I felt this as I was typing it for you all. You have my power. I have moved in your midst. You know my spirit. You have felt my presence. My word has been preached, and I have blessed it. I've come by many, many times, and I visited you, and you felt my anointing. I touched you, and you felt my touch.
Yeah.
Woo! The Holy Ghost has moved in times past,
yeah,
and he's moved in times of revival. God's a saying, you know that I brought times of salvation and refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I've healed in them in your midst. Raise your hand in the house. You know my healing power. You know my deliverance and the times of refreshing and the times of renewing and the times of restoring. A church, we know all about it. Hallelujah. It's God's word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy, 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 holy. Woo! You gotta hold on to that. Many times you came to my house dragging in, battle weary and heavy laden. But when you left with your heart skipping and revived on the inside. How many is glad for the Lord? How many is glad for the dispensation of the Holy Ghost sent down from God out of heaven? I know Jesus made it. It's expedient for you. It is very necessary for you that I ascend and go back to my Father. And when I go back to my Father, I will
pray the Father, and he shall send you another comforter, hallelujah, that will abide with you forever. And that same one is the anointing of God, and that'll keep you, hallelujah. Oh Lord, oh God, it's real. It'll get in your feet.
Yeah.
You can stagger in here weak as a kitten.
I've heard that before. Now, is a kitten weak?
Come on.
A sick
one. I don't know.
Come on.
Weak.
When they're born.
Woo. But just something about the Spirit of God. Hate it. Hate it. You don't even need that. Just stick it right there. Come out of here. Hey, Lord. Hey, I'm a walking over through here without my cane. Well, praise be to the Lord. That's what God will do. I'm telling you, he ain't forgot us. I said the Lord ain't forgot us. Hallelujah, Sister Bessie. He just is real fresh right now as he's ever been. I raise your little head and just honor him in my house. He'll quicken this mortal body. Yes, he will.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lord, I want it. I want to hold on, Lord. Hallelujah. God's just saying, hold on to what I have given you, what I have done for you, the work that I started in you a long time ago. It ain't finished. I'm not done with you. It's not over. Paul told the Philippian church, he said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun, started a good work in you, will perform it, complete it, until the day of Jesus Christ. That word perform means he'll bring it to completion.
Come on.
Jesus is saying to all of us here tonight, if I started a work in you, I will complete it.
Yeah,
I will. How many could say, I'm glad he never gave up on me.
Yes.
Hallelujah, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Hey, Lord, I'm glad his hand is still touching and moving. Oh, Jesus. What is Jesus saying to us here tonight? Keep on working. Let's pull together. And let's really pray for one another.
Yes.
And let's help bear one another's burdens.
Amen.
And the load, help bear it for your brothers and your sisters that are going through it. And God says, I will bless, and I'll be in your midst. He said, I'll move, and I will help. He'll pull us, everyone, through the hard times.
Yes.
I can't stress it enough. We need each other and the love of God to keep us. Can we love him? Lord, I love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you. I like to tell everybody in this house, I love you all. I appreciate
you.
Knowing you for years and years and years. You're still on the way, and I'm still in the way with you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's in times like this, listen, that the Lord spreads his wings over his church like a mother hen does over her little ones. Can I tell you that God sees you and he sees us? He sees the little church here. It is so special to him. And every one of you all are important in this assembly. God's hand is upon this church in Ashland. Whew. And the Lord's is saying today, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on to it.
Yes.
Hold on to it. Mary wants to come to the piano. I'm going to wind this up or down. I believe the Holy Ghost is a saying, we must go on. Let's continue. That means we're not letting up. Jesus said in John 15:9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Hold on to it. Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. There's the continue again. If you hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end, continue in that love. Paul preaches to the saints at Antioch in Acts 13 and persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. One chapter later in Acts 14 at Lystra and Iconium, Paul confirms the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and in the grace. I'd like to end by this. Now listen, real close. This is the last page. Psalmist David, can you tell us, just tell us tonight, I know by reading your writings that you had real hard times and you had hard trials, David. You did. You've been knocked down and you suffered losses. Psalmist, would you talk to us? You've had your battles knocked flat. The old enemy had told you, and I know that he did, that you would never recover, that you could never sing and worship again. David, what did you do when you was hurting so bad and fought? David, you ready for this? David said in Psalms 18:35, Lord, thy right hand hath holden me up. Lord, I held on to the call, though that a lot of times I didn't understand why and what and the things that happened in my life. But I did my best to hold on to you. And David says, thy right hand hath holden me up. By thee I have been holden up from the womb. Thank you, Lord. He held on to me because I kept holding on to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hold on.
Thank you, Lord. Listen, I ain't done.
Oh, God.
What are you saying, David? Ever since I've been born, from the time I came out of my mommy's womb, God has been with me through it all. Raise your little hand. He had a purpose for me. He's been with me. He's held me up, Brother Ron, through all of my trials and afflictions. He never, ever let go of me. He's never failed me. In David's later life, he said, I am an old man now. I have continued unto this day by God's mercy and his unfailing grace, lived to be an old man. He never did forsake the harp. Hallelujah. And write him the songs and praise him God. Would you stand with me tonight? He held on to that anointing. He fell in love with God's spirit and the call of God. I'm telling everybody in this house, they ain't nothing like the spirit of the Lord. They ain't to get in the spirit and to worship him and to praise him. There ain't nothing any sweeter and nothing any greater from the time I've been born. The old devil like to snap me out and like to shut me up and shut me down. But I'm a continuing on by his grace tonight. Let's find a place and pray. Hallelujah to God. Hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end. And God said, I'll pull you through. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you.
When I first found Jesus, something on me stole. Like lightning, it went through me.
Yes.
Oh, it filled my soul. Salvation made me happy. It took my fears away. And when I meet no Satan, to him I always say,
Him I can defeat. Though I have salvation, I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Hallelujah, Lord.
This old time religion.
Come on, children, come on.
Sometimes
I'm holding on to what I know and what I have.
I don't have gossip, nor any time to pout. They say that I'm too noisy, but when these blessings flow, I shout, oh, hallelujah. I want the Lord to love, and I am determined
to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, him I can defeat. Oh, I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end.
Yes,
I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, if I can be. Though I have salvation, I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Thank you, Lord.
When I hear the trumpet sounding in the sky and see the mountains trembling to heaven up in flight,
oh, Jesus.
For Jesus will be calling, there'll be no time to mend. With joy I'll go and singing, I'd hail out to the end.
I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on him I can depend. I know I've got salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. I am determined to hold out to the end. My Jesus is with me, on him I can depend. I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end.